Hey guys, Matt Belknap and I have talked about our love of the Gooder sunglasses. There's no reason why you won't love them as much as we do. Listen, these things are stylish. They start at about $25 a pair. No slip, no bounce. Those are their words, not mine, but boy, are they appropriate. These things are polarized and they got a bunch of five-star reviews that are accurate. I give mine six stars. I go one more star than the average person because I myself, I'm the star. I'm the extra star. 30-day free returns, one-year warranty. They got a bunch of great styles. These things came in very handy for me recently at a charity golf event. And everybody's like, what's with the shades? And I went, man, these are my Gooders. And they made my golf game gooder. I said that about 18 holes. Hey, if you want to support the show and try a pair, Gooder is giving Never Not Funny listeners free shipping. You can go to gooder.com/Pardo and use code Pardo for free shipping. Gooder offers a 30-day money-back guarantee and 100% satisfaction. Again, that is gooder.com/Pardo and use code Pardo for free shipping. GOODR.com/Pardo. Do it now. Look out. Here comes the sun. Hey guys, it's Jimmy. Before Never Not Funny really kicks into gear, I want to tell you about Babbel. Babbel is the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Why waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language? Babbel has quick 10-minute lessons that are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. That's less than a month if I'm doing my calendar math correctly. Babbel is designed by real people for real conversations. This thing's a piece of cake. It's a breeze. And right now, for listeners of Never Not Funny, they've got a great deal. You can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription. But again, that's only for listeners of Never Not Funny at babbel.com/Pardo. That's right, gets up to 60% off. That's more than a Hagar. That's more than the double nickel. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/Pardo. That is spelled BABBEL.com/Pardo. Rules and restrictions apply. Use Babbel. By the time I'm done reading this, you'll know how to speak a new language. Babbel, a better way to learn a new language.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Playing games.
This week's co-host is a madman who's mad about trivia. Do you have the pop culture knowledge to top Rich Summer? From the Never Not Funny Studios in Hollywood, California, it's Playing Games with Jimmy Pardo. Here's your host, Jimmy Pardo.
Thank you, Matt Belknap. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Playing Games, the game show that covers pop culture from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today. As always, I am joined by my announcer, Matt Belknap. Hello, Matthew.
Hello, Jimmy.
And, of course, our band leader, Mr. Mike Henry. Hello, Mike. That boy shredding over there. Each week, I have a celebrity co-host that sits down with me. We chit-chat about popular culture. We chit-chat about their lives. This week, we are glad to have the terrific, I'm going to call him a character actor.
Oh, sure, I'll take it.
Rich Summer.
Hello, Jimmy.
Rich, are you comfortable with character actor?
I am. My wife and I were just talking about that that title this very day.
And now, it's not an insult, but is it an insult if you're trying to get leading man roles?
Well, I don't believe leading man roles are in my future, but I do think it's not an insult. I think some people might consider it an insult. I'm just curious. I did an audition today where somebody was at the audition who's very unlike me for the same role. And I was saying to my wife, you know, this guy that was there. And she said, well, you're both character actors. And I was like, yeah, but also we don't look, sound, talk or move at all like each other. So it's the idea that a character actor just any character actor could play any character. I suppose. I don't know. Maybe it's a compliment. I'm going to shut up now. Great talk, guys.
Well, that's been our show, Rich Summer and the History of Character Actors. Holy smokes, are you okay?
I'm having a career moment, Jimmy.
Did you leave your wife? Is that why this happened? Did she leave you because you weren't the other
After that conversation, I would have assumed she left.
And then she didn't respond, and that was it.
So it's a compliment then. It was a yes or no.
Yes, sorry.
And I got
Literally.
You got a real earful there, Jimmy.
Yeah, I sure did.
Sorry about that.
Oh, I call that a litany. That was a litany.
Oh, my God.
And the worst part about it was it. If you played it back, if you wrote it down, it doesn't actually make sense.
Nope.
No.
I lost interest.
Yeah. Oh, no. So, you looked at me with that look that I've seen so many times in this room, and I knew.
Now, Rich, you've got two beautiful children.
Yes.
Their ages now?
My son Patrick is 7. Beatrice will be 10 in December. Patrick had a big day today.
What happened to Pat?
Well, we got a call from the school that he had a little fall down on the playground, and we showed up, and one of his two adult teeth in the front has a little piece missing now, and he busted his lip, and he knocked another one goofy, and he was trying to put on a brave face, but he was in some pain.
Let me ask you a question about the tooth.
Yes, sir.
This shows my stupidity. Will that eventually grow out?
No, it will not. It's not like
it's not fingernails.
It's not fingernails, and it's not like a worm you cut in half.
He's not part lizard.
That's correct. One's done, unfortunately.
So he will have that crack in his tooth.
He will, but the dentist felt that it was not far enough up the tooth. You know, when you have those big kid teeth that come in, they're kind of jagged, so they can get through the gum, and that wears away. It was sort of within that level, so the dentist felt it's gonna meet up with the other teeth. It'll be
there.
Fine.
We go.
It'll all ground down, grind down. It'll be fine.
All right. Well, that's that was my concern.
Did you want to talk more about being a character actor?
I can tell you what I will never ever talk to you about again. I will never use the phrase character actor in my life on the off chance any other character actor will launch into that answer. I can't take the risk. If I run into a Joe Pantoliano at some point, I go, "No, Joe, you're a terrific character actor." Here's the thing about, oh no,
take cover.
It's like you guys all took some class where if you ever get asked this, here's the long-winded answer so that nobody ever asks again.
SAG sent out talking points to all the
Screen
character
Actors Guild?
That is. That's the one I was referring to, yeah.
I see. Now, are they a union or a guild? Rich Summers, our guest. Now, listen, Rich, first of all, we're glad you're here.
Glad to be here, Jimmy.
Second of all, we cannot play this game without contestants, can we, Rich?
Absolutely not.
Well, let's go to the phones. That's right. Anyone that follows us on Twitter has a chance to play the game. Just look for the tweet that tells you when to call in, and then we take the calls. We weed out the dead weight. We find our players. So I say it again. Let's hit the phones. Let's check in with our first contestant, Bobby. Hi, Bobby.
Hey, how you doing, Jimmy?
Bobby, that's a Hugh Fink bit. Bob, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Conan O'Brien's hometown of Brookline, Massachusetts.
Okay, that's not going to get you any points with me.
I'm just saying.
I'm just asking where you're from. I don't need the history of the town. So you're from Massachusetts. Right. You're on what we call the East Coast. You're bracing for Hurricane Jose. And
yep.
What do you do for a living there, Bob?
I work for TripAdvisor. I work for the website.
Oh, that owl. You guys got that owl as the mascot.
Yeah, we got the little creepy robot owl. That's us.
I like that guy. He lets me know what's going on in hotels across the country and probably worldwide.
It's helping you out wherever you go.
Do you find that your reviews on TripAdvisor are pretty accurate, or do you weed out like
that? That's exactly my job, actually, is to weed out if people are writing their own reviews or if they're writing negative reviews for their competitors. I work on the fraud team, so we're making sure that everything you read is from actual travelers.
How can you tell the difference if it's somebody from, I'm just going to come up with one. If it's a Super 8 bad mouth in the Motel 6 across the street, how can you tell that that's what's happening?
There's a combination of kind of technical stuff where we do device profiling and all sorts of crazy sounding stuff like that. And then we also just Google the hell out of people and figure out who they are.
Well, that's great. Now, does it ever come up where it's as obvious where it's Bob at Motel6.com? Like, is that a giveaway?
Every single day. And those are my favorite because they're really easy to figure out.
Well, you are a sharp guy and we're glad that you're playing the game. Bob, do you have are you married, Bob?
Believe this or not, I'm getting married on this Saturday.
Congratulations.
Hey. What the hell are you doing calling into this thing?
Well, he's got downtime.
Left her at the house, walked out. No, we're doing good. We're getting everything finalized. We got about 95% of it done. I got a couple more days
to tighten up that 5%.
I'm with Rich. Maybe the 5% shouldn't be spent talking to this jackass. By that, I mean me. Okay, Bob.
Yes, Bob.
I didn't hear what you said, Bob, but I love it.
Bob just gave a great laugh, and it was full of positivity. I like Bob. All right, now listen, Bob. It's early, but I'm already rooting for you. Let's say hello to Megan. Hi, Megan.
Hi, how are you guys?
Doing good, Megan. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn, New York. Now, listen, we were just talking to somebody else about Brooklyn, New York. I enjoy going there. I've been there for, I went to the Barclays Center to see the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You ever go and do that?
I've been to the Barclays Center. I haven't seen the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Can you please come to New York? I'm begging you.
Megan, listen, I'm going to give you my personal phone number so you can call and just leave that as a message, because I could listen to that all day long. That was wonderful. I'm not ever going to come there, but I want to hear you beg like that.
What's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame at the Barclays Center? I went to school in Cleveland, where the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is.
They have the induction concert at the Barclays Center. At least they have for the last couple of years.
Right. But is there a physical thing?
No. They just use the Barclays Center, and it's a concert. And
then they put everything in trucks, and they drive it over to Cleveland.
Yeah, then they go, hey, there's that guy's shoes. So, Megan, now what do you do there in Brooklyn besides look at your boyfriend or husband's handlebar mustache?
I do that. I run an HR department in Manhattan.
Human resources in Manhattan. And do you Uber to work? You take the cab? You take public transit? What do you do?
I take the train. I was actually stuck on the Manhattan Bridge when I got the text from Matt and had a literal breakdown thinking I wasn't going to get home in time to make the call.
Oh, but you got home okay.
I did, yes.
And you are married. That's confirmed?
I'm engaged, but yes.
When's your big day? Bobby's getting married on Saturday.
Yeah, congratulations, Bobby. We do not have a date planned, so.
Hang on, Megan. Bobby, say thank you.
I didn't know if I was on mute. Thank you, Megan. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to be rude.
I give this wedding, this marriage, like 2 years.
Oh, Bobby's out.
He's not doing the planning.
Oh, I do.
He doesn't say thank you. Unbelievable.
All right, Megan, when's the big day? Do you have a date planned? I didn't pay attention because I was so concerned about Bobby being rude.
No, we don't have a date planned. I'm planning around like when you're coming to Brooklyn. So hopefully when you come, that's when we'll plan the date.
I can make it much easier. I'm not coming.
So you want it in Brooklyn. You wouldn't even accept Manhattan as a show?
Yeah, I'd go to Manhattan.
Okay, thank God. How about Connecticut?
She works in Manhattan.
Wait, you could have come to Philly. You could have seen us in Philly.
Yeah, why didn't you come to Philly?
Philly's trash.
How dare you, Megan?
Wow.
Boy, oh boy.
And here's Jake from Philadelphia.
Just kidding. I love Philadelphia.
All right, Megan, stop talking. Let's meet our next contestant.
Sorry.
Let's say hello to Jake. Hi, Jake.
How you doing?
Now, Jake, we heard your voice when you left the voicemail, and Mike Henry, producer on the show, Matt Belknap, and myself all assume that you're in the witness protection program. Is that why you sound like this?
Yeah, my my modulator is working really well, clearly.
Oh, boy. You literally saw, doesn't he? Even more so now.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
What do you do, Jake? And just and don't answer if you think it's going to get you murdered.
I am a forensic accountant.
I'm sorry, a forensic accountant?
Yeah, he counts. Apparently,
yes.
Is that like missing fingers?
So, well, it's basically the witness protection of finding other people's money.
Oh, wow.
Hang on. He tried to work this into what we were talking about, which makes it a riddle.
So we got
to
undo the knot he's tied.
I get it. He investigates.
We all got it, Matt. We're having fun.
I'm just worried. Remember,
you're the announcer. Shut up.
I apologize.
Fun with words.
Never has the word fun been said with less fun.
Fun with words.
All right, Jake, are you married, sir?
I am in between marriages.
So, no. And where do you live, Jake? Do we already find this out? Where are you at, Jake?
I am in Vernon, Connecticut.
Vernon, Connecticut. What do you think about Verdeen White, the bass player for the Earth, Wind & Fire? Is that play into this at all?
Is that the one that wears a diaper?
No!
That might be Bootsy Collins you're thinking of?
What are you talking about?
Different band.
Jake!
Jake is my favorite one.
I'm rooting for Jake.
He can't be. I'm torn between Bobby and Megan. I know for sure I don't want Jake to win. All right, Jake, you seem like a joy to Rich Summer.
Yes, you do.
I can take or leave you, quite frankly. Mike Henry, you want to weigh in on Jake? You got any thoughts on Jake?
I'll root for Jake. Sure.
Okay, Mike's going to root for Jake.
No idea what just happened.
Matt, are you rooting for Jake at all?
I like Bobby in this one, guys. Got to go home state of Massachusetts.
You know, that's the hometown of Conan O'Brien.
Yeah, and one of my best friends.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
I care less about that than I did that it was Conan O'Brien's. Okay. Well. All right, here we go. All right, you guys, we're playing for a year subscription to Stitcher Premium and also a Pod Swag gift card. Hmm.
Oh, nice.
Whoever makes it to the final round gets that Pod Swag gift card. If you beat Rich Sommer head-to-head at the end, you're going to get that year of Stitcher Premium. Who is ready to start playing games? Let me hear you.
I am.
Woo, I am.
Yes.
Jake, you got any thoughts?
Yes.
All right, you guys.
Yeah, I'm good.
I like that we've turned him into a trake.
Yeah, right. I'm ready to play.
What if he does?
Sorry. Don't say sorry, that. Jake. Sorry, Jake the trake. I apologize.
Oh, please let that stick.
Jake the trake. I'm mad I didn't say it. That's how much I love that. I'm jealous of it. All right, Jake the trake. Megan. Bobby. Here we go. All right, first up is a game called Headlines. I'm going to read you a question that relates to a certain decade. The first one to buzz in correctly gets the points. We will use the randomizer to see what decade we're going to be playing from. Let's hit the randomizer. All right, all of these questions are going to be from the 1990s. These questions are all from the 1990s. The two teams with the most points after five questions will move on to round two. Are you guys ready to play?
Yeah.
Yes.
Here we go. Hands on buzzers. That means, of course, buzz in using your name. First question. Which Pixar film, released in 1995, was the first ever to be 100% computer generated?
Megan.
Toy Story is the correct answer for Megan. One on the board for Woo! Megan. Matt Belknap, please, after one question, give me a scoring update.
Bobby's got zero. Jake's got zero. Megan's got one.
All right. In 1997... Princess Diana was killed in a car crash in which European city?
Bobby.
Megan.
I want to wait for Jake to chime in.
Oh, no, I was here, but Bobby got it.
Bobby.
Paris,
Texas is not accurate.
But we'll give you the points.
Paris, France is a correct answer. Always fun to have a question involving death. We thank Mike Henry for writing that. We just had it. Was there an anniversary, right? Is it just passed or is it coming up?
Yeah, it was in August.
Yeah. Well, it's 20 years, right?
Yeah, 20 years. Mm-hmm. 97 to 17.
I wasn't sure if this was a math question. Did I get it right?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How did you celebrate this year?
How did I celebrate the 20-year anniversary?
Yeah. Did you drive around on your Vespa taking pictures of people?
No, I did. Look, guys.
You're not comfortable. No. All right.
I had a couple things I wanted to say about being a character actor.
Oh, no, we're good. Wow. We're good.
You sure?
Yeah, we're in the middle round.
Okay, because you asked me a question. I thought maybe there was no time for a window.
We're in the middle round.
Okay.
Here we go. Third question. In 1994, which magazine was criticized for darkening the mugshot of double murderer O.J. Simpson?
Bobby.
Megan. Bobby, go.
Time?
Time Magazine, correct answer. That's two murder death questions in a row.
Are we?
Yes.
Is this the right time to ask if we are supposed to say alleged? Because the trial happened. There was a civil trial. There were a lot of
different... He lost the civil trial.
Right. So does that mean we're allowed to call him a double murderer?
We're also allowed to do it because we're a comedy show.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I don't know the law.
I think because we're a comedy show, we can call him a murderer.
Yeah, he's got a sense of humor about it.
He seems to be.
Yeah.
He's being released soon. By the time this comes out, he'll be a free man.
What's the worst he could do to us?
I mean, I don't know. Probably a bad review on iTunes.
They probably. Here we go. Number four.
You guys talk about juice, right?
we're talking about juice.
Uncle Juice.
Uncle Juice.
I just want to be clear.
Come on, guys. He's always going to be your Uncle Juice. In 1996, scientists cloned an animal for the first time. What was that sheep's name?
Megan.
I want to say Bobby.
Yeah, I think so.
Damn it.
Dolly.
Easy, Megan, with the language. You just got us explicit
rating.
Yeah.
There you go.
Wait, what do you got, Bob?
Dolly.
Yeah, Dolly's the correct answer. All right.
I did it.
What did he say?
I did it.
I think he's talking about OJ again.
Yeah, you're talking about the double murder and the Brentwood book.
That's just a novel.
All right, Bob, shut it. Matt Belknap, give me a scoring update, please.
Bobby's got three. Megan's got one. Jake's got zero.
Come on, Jake. Come on, man.
Come on, Jake.
This is do or die.
Sorry,
for
man,
you.
My trach ran out.
What?
Ran out of what?
Ran out of what? Breath?
Diesel powered
voice? Air? Not working right now.
I love Jake. I'm a fan of Jake.
I am Jake.
I wish Jake was on with two other people that I didn't want to win more than him. What was the highest grossing motion picture of the 90s?
Megan.
Yes, Megan.
Titanic?
Titanic's the correct answer. That means that Bobby and Megan are going to go on to our next round. We got to say goodbye to Jake the Trake. But Jake, you are not going home empty-handed. You're going to get something from the Airwolf prize closet. What that means is basically something that we couldn't really get rid of here at the Airwolf studios. Will be sent out to you. What hospital should we send it to, Jake? Why am I waiting for an answer?
I don't know.
It's clearly rhetorical.
I'm not sure what I was supposed to do with that.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do anything, Jake.
Just jam it right in that throat hole. You'll be fine.
Jake, thanks for playing. We'll see you soon.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's Jake the Trake. All right, that means we say goodbye to Jake the Trake. As I mentioned, we're going to Bobby and Megan are going to go on to the next round, and then we will find out after that round who's going to go head-to-head against Rich in the final round for that Stitcher premium subscription. What happened?
Bobby said sweet or something.
Bobby, stop talking. I'm ramping up to commercial.
Right. Can you imagine for one moment if someone on Jeopardy, while Alex Trebek is saying, and when we get back, and someone's like, me, yeah. Trebek would lose his mind.
He would lose it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why they don't show you the same respect they show Alex Trebek.
It's
That's all
disgusting.
I'm saying.
Disgusting. One of them is begging me to come to their town.
I know.
It's Bobby. All right. We'll be back with more right after this.
The holidays are here. That means that it's time to get your ass in gear and start crossing off that holiday shopping list, and Sock Fancy makes the perfect gift. Sock Fancy delivers awesomely random socks every single month. What is awesomely random? Sock Fancy carefully curates each subscription from their large selection of premium cotton blend socks. Gifting a sock subscription is easy. Sign them up for a 3-month, 6-month, 9-month, or year-long subscription, and Sock Fancy will handle the rest. Truly the gift that keeps on giving. Sock Fancy ships all over the world for free, and if you don't like the pair you get, you can send them back and swap them for a fresh design. Shopping made simple. Just sign up, check out, and let Sock Fancy take care of the rest. Sock Fancy designs hundreds of socks each year in-house to ensure that you'll always be rocking the freshest socks around. Now is the time. Get an extra pair of socks added to any subscription for free when you go to sockfancy.com/games now and enter code GAMES at checkout. That's sockfancy.com/games to get a free pair added to your subscription when you enter the code GAMES at checkout.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Playing Games. My celebrity co-host this week is our character actor, Rich Sommer.
Yes, sir.
Rich, now, you were just recently working on a movie. What movie are you working on, or were you working on?
The one I was in just in Vancouver there for 5 minutes.
I don't know where you were.
I don't know which one you're talking about. Oh! Man, I'm making a lot of movies.
Oh.
We character actors are popping up all over the place.
Well, the movie business needs you, right? It can't be all leading men.
No, absolutely. It'd be so boring. You can't have Leonardo DiCaprio with his best friend Brad Pitt. It wouldn't work.
Jesus Christ, who wouldn't be jerking off in that movie? Men and women alike will be pantless. Holy smokes. That's a handsome movie.
Right? Yeah.
Right? Leo DiCap, Brad Pitt.
Oh, yeah. A lot of cheekbones. Strong cheekbones.
You talking about L to C?
Yeah, of course I am. Yeah.
L to C?
Yeah. All right, Megan.
Yes.
Bobby.
Hi. Jimmy.
All right. Are you guys ready to play round two?
Yes.
All right. Whoever is in the lead at the end of this round is going to go on to play against Rich in the finals for that year subscription to Stitcher Premium. Of course, whoever makes it to the next round automatically gets that Pod Swag gift card. We're going to be playing a game called Charades by Proxy. Here's how that's going to work. Rich will describe what movie titles our resident thespian Mike Henry is acting out. Let's hit the randomizer to see what decade these movies are going to be from. It lands on 80s. We're going to be doing 80s movies. Rich, once again, Rich is going to describe what movie titles Mike Henry is acting out. 5 questions in the category. Whoever has the most will go on to play in the finals against Rich Sommer. Character actor, Rich Sommer.
Thank you.
All right, let's play. Here we go. Mike Henry, I'm going to hand these to you. There is no time on this. Rich, you once again, just describe what you're seeing.
Okay. Yeah. No. I'm not gonna try and guess what the movie is.
That's right.
Right. I'm just gonna say what Mike is doing.
And you guys buzz in when you think you know the answer. There is number one. Mike Henry, go.
All right, so Mike is on his knees. He's on his knees, and he's pointing up at the sky, and he's sort of shaking a little bit. He's dialing perhaps a phone and holding something to his ear while he points to the sky.
Bobby!
E.T.?
E.T. is the correct answer.
Yo!
Here's the next one.
Hey!
Oh, I'm so not
going to
do well.
Megan,
hey, it looks like he's floating. I mean, obviously he can't be because he's a human being, but it looks like he's floating and he's maybe pulled something from behind him. He's shooting it up in the sky at something with great determination. And now he's saying, just shut up. He says, none of that. And now he's pointing. No, he's touch. He's got his fingers. No, he's saying no. And then he crosses his fingers and then he's spraying up into the sky with shooting up into the sky something. And now he's thinking about it because he wants to do this part right. Nah, he says. Oh, he's saying pass. Oh,
Megan has a guess.
Is it Ghostbusters?
Oh, my God. Yes! It is Ghostbusters.
Oh,
my God. All right, next one.
Two, he says. Just showed me the number two. I'm going to guess that means two words. Second word, of course. Now he's dancing. He's really having a good time, it looks like. And the first word.
Megan.
Yes, Megan.
Dirty Dancing?
Dirty Dancing is the correct answer. Now, as a reminder, Megan just said, I'm not going to do well at this, and then throws two up on the scoreboard right in Bobby's face.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Sandbagging me.
All right, here we go. The next one.
Sorry, Bobby.
All right, head in the game, Megan.
One, he says. So I'm guessing it's just one word. He seems to be drawing a scratch down the side of his cheek. It looks painful to me from his eye to the...
Wait, Bobby.
Scarface.
Scarface, correct answer. We are 2-2. This next one, whoever gets this next one decides it. We are all tied up at two.
All right, Mike looks confident. Three words. Second word, of course. He's chopping something. It looks like he's got something. Oh, now he's doing something quite racist. He's chopping. He put his hands together as though he were perhaps of Asian descent.
Wait, Bobby, is that you?
No, I was laughing.
Oh, he's kicking. Now he's kicking. And he's standing on one leg with his arms out to the side while he kicks.
Bobby.
Yes, Bobby.
The Karate Kid.
That is correct answer, Bobby. Hey. That means Bobby's going to go on to the final round to play a head-to-head against Rich Sommer for that Stitcher premium subscription. But Megan... We have to say goodbye to you. You're going to get something from the Airwolf Prize Closet. But more importantly...
Thank you. Love you guys so much.
Let me say goodbye to you, Megan. Don't run away so quickly. Where are you going in such a hurry? We know you don't have a wedding to plan for. Dragging your heels on that. Megan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, Bobby, stay tight.
Bye, Megan.
Oh, listen to Bobby.
That's nice.
Bye, Bobby.
A little civility in this world.
These are the two nicest people in the world.
I think they're going to actually elope together.
Oh, there's no doubt in my mind.
I'm really glad we shook Jake because he was a total.
Trick.
The worst. Yeah.
I made that nonsense. Yeah. Not with these two lovebirds.
No.
all right. That means
Bobby should tell her that the wedding is on Saturday.
I was thinking the same thing. She has no idea that it's him. Wait a minute. Is this Saturday? They're calling from separate rooms. It's like,
yeah, this Saturday.
It's like the Pina Colada song. They have no idea that they're both playing this game at the same time. If you like to have enough funny. All right, we say goodbye to Megan. But Bobby, you're going to go on and play head-to-head against Rich to see if you can win that Stitcher premium subscription right after this. Come on back for more of Playing Games. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Playing Games. My celebrity co-host this week is Rich Sommer. Hi, Rich.
Hi, Jimmy.
How are you?
Great, thanks.
Now, wonderful. Now, Rich, any television coming up that we need to know about?
No.
All right. Keep it for the big screen. That's the way to do it.
That's right.
But you're streaming, right? In
The Glow Show and Love, both on Netflix. Those are streamable.
Wet Hot American Summer.
Wet Hot American Summer.
So you're the king of the stream.
I'm the king of the stream, yeah.
Are those three different platforms?
No, they're all in the one, Netflix.
That's right. We talked about that.
Yes.
The king of Netflix.
That's right. I play bad people on Netflix.
Yes, you're not a pleasant... your character actor choice is to be a dick.
Totally unpleasant.
Yes. You're so great on Glow.
Thanks, pal.
I don't watch the other two because I don't care for the stars. None of that is true. Everybody on those are two programs are friends, but I love the Glow.
I'm glad.
It turns out you're the only person I know.
That can't be.
I know one other.
Yeah.
Well, I know Mark Maron.
Yeah, of course. So you know a couple.
But does anybody really know more? I think we all know Mark Maron.
That's right.
All right. Bobby.
Yo.
Here's how this is going to work. I'm going to ask you both a series of questions. Bobby, if you can answer more than Rich, you're going to win. The questions are from various decades, so I beg of you to stay frosty, says my script. I'm going to talk to Rich first. That means we're going to put Bobby in the isolation booth, which of course just means we're going to put him on hold. So, Bob, we're going to put you on hold. Sit tight, please, as I talk to Rich Sommer when we play.
Done.
Decades. You ready, Rich?
Ready.
Here we go. I'm going to take a sip of water. I'm going to wet my whistle.
You've earned it.
Thank you, Rich.
Absolutely. You're doing a bang-up job, Jimmy. I like this format. I'm excited to listen to this. Not this one in particular, but to listen to this show. Yeah.
Thank you, Rich.
It's something I would enjoy listening to.
Well, let's hope other people feel the same way.
Cheers to it.
Cheers to us. And playing games.
We're great and fun. All right, here we go. Are you ready?
Yep.
Rich. Which beer, introduced in 1973, used the slogan, "Taste great, less filling"?
Miller Lite.
Please, sir, wait till I'm done with the question.
Oh, boy.
In 1988, Sonny Bono was elected mayor of which California desert resort city?
Palm Springs.
In July 1997, the United Kingdom transferred sovereignty of Hong Kong to which country?
China.
Who was Ryan Seacrest's co-host on the first season of American Idol?
Brian Dunkelman.
The Coen brothers remade which classic Western film in 2010?
Good, the bad, the ugly. Right, no, I don't care.
We got Rich's five. Let's take. Let's get Bobby out of the isolation booth.
All right.
Damn. Hi, Bobby.
Hey.
All right, I've got Rich's answers, and if you can beat his score, you will win that Stitcher Premium subscription. All right.
Awesome. Awesome.
Here we go. Which beer, introduced in 1973, used the slogan, "Taste great, less filling"?
Bud Light.
In 1988, Sonny Bono was elected mayor of which California desert resort city?
Palm Springs.
In July 1997, the United Kingdom transferred sovereignty of Hong Kong to which country?
China.
Who was Ryan Seacrest's co-host on the first season of American Idol?
Paula Abdul.
The Coen brothers remade which classic Western film in 2010?
True Grit.
All right, here's what happened. If I'm not mistaken, you said Bud Light.
Mm-hmm.
It was Miller Lite.
Yeah.
Rich got that right. You did not. 1988, Sonny Bono was elected to mayor in Palm Springs. Both got that correct.
Yes.
1997, the United Kingdom transferred sovereignty of Hong Kong to China. You both got that correct.
Yes.
Who was Ryan Seacrest's co-host of the first season of American Idol? Rich got it right, Brian Dunkelman.
Oh, boy.
Bobby did not get it right. But Bobby,
not even close.
Bobby did get True Grit correct.
Which I did not.
Which you did not, but...
Ooh.
That leaves Rich with a score of 4, Bobby with a score of 3.
That's right.
Oh,
I really gave it to you, Bobby!
Bobby, what have you done?
Have it.
But Bobby, that does mean you get that Pod Swag gift card, which means you can buy yourself something nice from the Pod Swag store. More importantly, you get an opportunity to talk with famed character actor Rich Sommer.
Hey, Bobby, I'll be giving you a call, Rich, to tell you what all that means in just a little while.
Bobby, thank you so much,
I'm a big fan of your characters.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hang up, Bob.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, Bob. Rich Sommer, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
But this was a fun time. On behalf of our band leader, Mike Henry, the announcer, Matt Belknap, our friend Rich Sommer, my name is Jimmy Pardo. Come on back when you're ready to start playing games.
Playing Games with Jimmy Pardo is a Never Not Funny production, produced by Jimmy Pardo, Matt Belknap, and Mike Henry, distributed by Stitcher Premium and Earwolf Media. Music by Mike Henry. Mr. Pardo's wardrobe provided by Botany 500. For more Jimmy Pardo, check out Never Not Funny in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you find podcasts, and be sure to visit nevernotfunny.com. For a chance to play games with Jimmy, follow Never Not Funny on Twitter. Portions of this program not affecting the outcome of the competition have been edited. This has been an Earwolf production. Executive producers Jimmy Pardo, Matt Belknap, Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information, visit earwolf.com. The holidays are here, and Sock Fancy makes the perfect gift. Sock Fancy delivers awesomely random socks every single month. With hundreds of socks designed in-house, you'll always be rocking the freshest socks around. Just choose between a 3-month, 6-month, 9-month, or year-long subscription, and Sock Fancy will handle the rest.
Now is the time. Get an extra pair of socks added to any subscription for free when you go to sockfancy.com/games now and enter the code GAMES at checkout. That's sockfancy.com/games to get a free pair added to your subscription when you enter code GAMES at checkout.
Earwolf is now on the Amazon Echo. They just released a new skill for the Echo smart speaker called Daily Earwolf. Now you can ask Alexa to play the funniest moments from your favorite Earwolf shows. Just download the Daily Earwolf skill from Amazon's Skill Store. And if you're a fan of Hello from the Magic Tavern,
and who isn't,
you can also download Magic Tavern Adventure.
That sounds wonderful.
It's a special interactive episode we did of Hello from the Magic Tavern where you can affect the choices we make in the podcast.
I don't think anyone can affect my choices.
I want to interactive.
No, Chunt, you interact. It just means that.
Yeah, I want to interactive. Where's the door?
So if you're listening to this right now and you want to say, Chunt, I wish you were not having this misunderstanding, you could yell that at your Amazon Echo and it would happen.
Finally, you, dear listener, can help us choose our own adventure.
Download these awesome new skills and remember, you can play any Earwolf podcast right from your Echo.
New skills, time to level up.
New skills, time to level up. Level up. I'm bad at being an Echo.